Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Morton High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson for Silver Street Girls Basketball here on WGIL. Starting lineups being introduced right now. And we'll start with the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 15-8 on the season. They will start the same way they have throughout the entire season. At one guard, Kelsey Legg, a 5'7 senior. Riley Jenkins, a 5'7 sophomore. Andrea Sampson, a 5'7 senior. Deja Range, a 5'7 senior. And Chloe McCarthy, a 5'9 senior. For the Morton Potters, they will start Tenley Dow, 6 foot and a senior. She's a four-year player for this team, as is Lindsay Dullard. She is actually a three-year player. She's a 6'1 junior. Maddie Becker, 5'4 and a junior. Courtney Jones, 5'8 and a junior. And Katie Krupa is 6 foot and just a freshman. And that's the crazy thing with this team, Eric. It seems like some of these girls have been playing forever, and they have, but yet they're still here, and a lot of them are going to be back next year.
Right, and the big thing is that it's a system. They've really developed a great program here, a system, a program, however you want to phrase it, but I mean, that's what you've got to do. You've got to start down in the grade school level, work it through the junior high level, and then high school. It's just unfortunate, you know, you don't get a whole lot of commitment from and buy-in from kids anymore, because that's a lot of effort to put in, and that's why you don't see very many programs that are as strong as this Morton team's been for so long.
First time I've been in the Potter Dome, I'm trying to remember. I think we had one girls game here back several years ago, and I don't remember how long ago. Though it's been quite a while. The only time I was here prior to that, when I was covering the boys back in the early 90s, and the Streaks came down here, that would have been a team with, Elmer Dickerson and Jason Shea and Ted Trueblood and some others. And that Morton team, you had J.R. Koch, who went to Iowa at, about 6'10". You had Derek Litwiller, who's about 6'7", went to ISU and then transferred and played at Illinois Wesleyan. And you had Derek Grimm, that was 6'9", that went and played at Missouri.
Yeah,
that was a really good team.
The first time I was here was just about 10 years ago. The Streaks played on Martin Luther King Day against Morton. And the Streaks ended up winning from some clutch play by Maddie Bailey. And Brooke Bisbing actually missed free throws at the end of that game, believe it or not.
Ready to get things underway. Ready to tip it off between Deja Range and Lindsay Dullard, or rather it was Katie Krupa, and the tip won by the Morton Potters. Streaks come out in a man-to-man defense, as Coach Massey said they would do. Dullard has it on the right wing, penetrates to the free throw line, kicks it out top to Maddie Becker. Becker drives right, goes down the right baseline, shot
good
blocked
block
by Riley Jenkins.
Yeah, great job right there by Riley on the recovery, because she got picked off and was able to get position and get back around to block that shot out of bounds.
It'll be Courtney Jones inbounding from the right baseline. Becker now between the circles. Dullard now Dowell on the left wing. Swings it over to Dullard on the right wing. Down on the block, it's Krupa. Nice move with the left hand. Spun back, missed a shot. Riley Jenkins lost the handle on the rebound, and Chloe McCarthy came away with the basketball.
Yeah, that was surprisingly very smooth looking by the freshman with the left hand.
Morton comes out in a man-to-man this time. They'll switch it up a lot. Riley Jenkins on the dribble, picks up out high and got herself in a bad spot now as Morton covering up all the passing lanes. Finally able to hand off to Andrea Sampson, left wing to Kelsey Legg.
And I think Andrea missed it. She had a wide open lane down the middle. Yep, and we're going to get carry.
Yeah, Kelsey Legg. And that was, they don't call that a lot, but that one she put her, I mean, she literally
she
under,
took a couple
took a step.
Steps.
Yeah, so they made the call that time.
Yeah, that one was, we don't see that turnover called a lot, but that one she actually held the ball while she moved.
Left wing, Courtney Jones fires a three. That's a miss. Rebound on the weak side to Andrea Sampson. Knocks it away, but coming up with it is Dowell. She drives in, puts it up off the glass and in. Nice move by Tenley Dowell.
Yeah, you got to keep her off the boards.
Yeah. Full court pressure from the Potters. Kelsey Legg in the backcourt. Bounces for Chloe McCarthy. Trapped up and finally got it to Kelsey Legg. She'll get it across to Andrea Sampson out far on the right wing. She'll stop and fire the three. Too strong. Bounces high. Deja going after
should
the rebound.
Travel.
Yep, travel as Deja and Maddie Becker going after the rebound. Becker actually came down with it, fell to the floor, and the Streaks will get it back on the travel. Kelsey Legg inbound from the left baseline. 2-0 Morton, 6:35 to play here in the first quarter. Morton ranked number 2 in Class 3A. Kelsey to inbound, finally gets it out top to Riley Jenkins out near the center circle. If Courtney Jones would have been playing with her back to it, she would have had the steal there.
Oh, yeah.
Now Riley on the dribble. And a five-second call.
That was a quick 5 seconds.
Well, and I didn't think she was close enough.
Yeah, well, that's what Coach Massey's saying, too.
Yeah, and I don't think he indicated that. We had one last night. And it was legitimate. There's a couple others they didn't call that Henry Hall was not happy with. Now they get it down to the right block to Krupa. She lays it up and in.
Flying through, Deja tried to get the steal, and she couldn't get there.
4-0 Potter. Streaks break the full court pressure, but Andrea tried to get to Deja. The ball got knocked away. Deja goes to the floor. Krupa does as well. Now it gets knocked away. Now Dowell comes away with it from Morton on the run. Dowell left side. Stops, kicks out. Left wing to Jones. Top of the key, it goes to Dullard. She'll penetrate down the left side, and she traveled with it. Tried to NBA it. She would have gotten away with that in the NBA. Not at this level, though. Yeah. That little extra step there. Full court pressure again from the Potters, who lead 4-0. 5:52 to play here in the first quarter. Now Streaks having trouble with the full court pressure, and Chloe probably would have begun to let that go out of bounds, and now they're going to call a travel. She took a long step but held her pivot foot, and the official called a travel on her.
Yeah, this official's two questionable calls back-to-back here when he's blowing the whistle.
I would say the average age of this crew is much longer. Believe it or not, this is much younger than the average age of the crew last night.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a guy that should have been retired like probably at least 20 years ago from officiating. Down on the right block, Krupa can't hit the shot. Good defense by the Streaks, but Dullard comes away with a rebound to Becker left wing. Fires a three. Good. First basket for Maddie Becker, and 7-0 Potters. Here early in the ball game, 5.5 minutes to play first quarter. Chloe McCarthy has the ball knocked away again, and now we're going to have a tie-up and a possession arrow point toward the Streaks.
Well, the Streaks can't keep trying to throw it over the top. The Potter defenders are way longer, and yeah. Dohler just keeps blocking the passes. You got to fake up and go low or fake low and go up. Move her hands.
And that's one of the things Coach Massey talked about. We didn't get to hear from him in the pregame. Riley Jenkins dumps it down to Deja, right side, fakes, puts it up off the glass and in. Nice job. That's the way you break the press here. Nice crisp passes. Riley Jenkins, nice dump to Adesia Range, puts it up and in. 7-2 Morton, but Coach Massey talked about their length, and that's what makes them so tough defensively. Now Deja knocks the ball away. They try to get it inside to Krupa. Andrea Sampson comes away with it. Streaks with it. Riley Jenkins will run it across right of the center circle for the Streaks. Dribbles left, down the left side of the lane, and the ball got knocked
contact.
Away. Yeah, Kelsey Legg comes up with it. She'll fire from the free throw line. Can't hit. Rebound comes away to Dowell for Morton. Dowell on her way. What is it, Butler she signed with?
Yes.
So she'll play Division I basketball with Butler next year. They get it down to Krupa on the block as Deja tried to front her that time. It was a nice pass from Dowell.
She's just sealing Deja right now. Deja's got to realize that, and you can't let her seal you to one side or the other.
Now Riley Jenkins from the left wing. 10-footer is no good. Rebound. Deja fighting for it and saved it in bounds. It's going to go out on the sideline. It'll go back to the Streaks. Back to Morton. First substitutes, Peyton Deering, a 5'4 junior, in for Morton. Also, Megan Gold, a 5'8 senior.
Well, now the size matches up a little bit better for the Streaks, and Coach Massey's going to counter with subs of his own.
As Lauren Livingston and Kaylee Miller will give Chloe McCarthy and Kelsey Legg a break.
Still a lot of height out there for Morton, but not as much with Krupa out of there.
Yeah, and you think, well, when will it go away? And then they got the tall and talent, and now they got the freshman. As Dowell fires a three-pointer left wing and got it.
Yeah, you can't just sit underneath her. She's the best player on the floor.
And she's one we talked about the first time we saw her as a freshman, how good we thought she would be, and there she is. She's not Bree Beal, but she's really good. I mean, she just doesn't have that kind of athleticism to play major Division I, but still going, again, Division I at Butler anyway. 3:56 to play, first quarter. Streaks trail 12-2. Kaylee Miller will inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. as the ball had gotten knocked away. Tried to get to Lauren Livingston down on the block, and she got trapped and loses the handle. Now coming away with it is Deering. Now it's Duller down the left side, and nobody cut her off. She went right by the Streaks defense, laid it up and in. Yeah, Lindsay Duller's first basket.
You can't let them just run by you. Somebody's got to get in front and at least slow her up. Try to commit a foul on the floor even. See, well, this guy's counting. You're going to, okay, I thought we were going to get under five.
Riley Jenkins down the left side of the lane, laid it up short. Dowell comes down with a rebound. Dowell, right side, stops, dumps it down to Dullard, running the floor left side, puts it up and in. Quick four-point run for Lindsay Dullard to make it 16-2, and Coach Massey is going to call a timeout. And this will be a 30-second timeout. Streaks trail 16-2, 3:18 to play here in the first quarter. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. Same vehicles as we were in last night, the 2015 Nissan Altima, pre-owned vehicle, but it's covered by that pro-certified lifetime warranty. The great thing about it, this vehicle with, I think, just under 37,000 miles on it. I mean, it still rides and smells like a brand-new car, and you get this pro-certified lifetime warranty. It covers engine, transmission, transfer case, all-wheel drive assembly, drivetrain assembly. It's a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, and at no cost to you. All the brand-new Nissan vehicles come with that, and all their pre-owned vehicles that are less than 5 years old and have less than 75,000 miles on it will come with that pro-certified lifetime warranty. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Center, Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. A
lot of contact going on when Riley's got the basketball and nothing's getting called out.
Yeah, and then kind of a ticky. I mean, she probably did get Kaylee across the hand, but that was more ticky-tacky compared to the contact, what you were mentioning with Riley. Maddie Becker, first foul in the basketball game.
Coach Massey's second timeout called it back-to-back here pretty much. He does not like what he saw on the floor right there.
3:02 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 16-2. You know, it's so strange to watch this. Morton, they've got some decent athletes, but they don't have the athleticism and quickness that Rock Island did last night.
Right.
But right now we're making them look like they're much quicker than they are.
Well, they buy in and they understand how the game's supposed to be played. If you watch them on the break, you don't have five players running to the basket. You have one that goes to the basket, one that spots up behind the three-point arc. You have another one that's going to go weak side block.
Yeah.
Another one that's coming down the lane. You know, you've got to be able to identify every player on the floor.
Lexi Tucker in for the Streaks. Kaylee Miller inbounds in the backcourt to Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it across. Gives to Lauren Livingston on high left side. Lexi Tucker gives to Riley Jenkins right wing. Riley bounces for Andrea Sampson out between the circles. Andrea on the dribble, dribbles right. Picked up by Dullard, now trapped by Dullard and Dowell looking for help, and did a good job breaking through the trap. The pass got knocked away, but fortunately didn't go back to the Streaks. It got knocked out of bounds by Deering.
Well, and then, you know, basketball IQ is really high here for Morton, and I think that was an example right there. They saw Andrea pick up the basketball, so another player came to trap, and then every other player shut down the passing lanes. You know, it's the little things that it's tough to teach because – You have to buy in and you have to learn it during the course of your development.
Lauren Livingston down on the left block made a nice move, but Lindsay Dullard kept her feet and got the block shot. Back the other way, Krupa with it. Now it's Jones, now Dullard, a three out high right side, in and out no good. Weak side rebound came down to Lauren Livingston, but Jones knocked it away. It actually saved it back in bounds, and Morton gets it back. Now Deering drives down the left side, missed the shot, nobody cut her off. And now the ball gets tipped. It goes out of bounds. It's going to go back to the Potters. You talked about the basketball IQ. That's a big thing. And, you know, when you see the experience of Dullard and Dowell when they're like, you know, sharks with blood in the water. As soon as that ball gets picked up, they're on top of you. 6-6-1, it's hard to get out of that trap.
Right.
Now Krupa has a shot blocked. I think Andrea Sampson reached in there and knocked it away. And Lexi Tucker comes away with it. 2:02 to play, first quarter. Streaks trail 16-2. Right wing, Andrea Sampson. To Lauren Livingston, top of the key. Left wing, it goes to Riley Jenkins. Now to Lexi Tucker on the block, puts it up. No, but she's fouled by Krupa. Nice job by Lexi. Really quick with a shot. She caught it, immediately turned and put it up before Krupa was able to get set. And she picks up her first foul.
And the other thing we don't see the Streaks do a whole lot, she didn't put the ball on the ground.
Right.
She caught the ball, turned, and went.
And Lexi had an outstanding game last night, came in and had, led the Streaks with 7 points. She also had, three rebounds and three block shots in there and did a really nice job. Was our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game along with Deja Range. Back in, Chloe McCarthy, Kelsey Legg back in, also Chelsea Stevenson checks in for the Streaks with under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Lexi Tucker at the free throw line. Second shot is up. That one is good. Make it 16-3 as Deja's going to check in and spell Lexi Tucker. So the Potters have it, leading 16-3 with 1:50 to play here in the first quarter. This is Peyton Deering, right side to Lindsay Dullard. Dullard, top of the key, it goes to Jones. Courtney Jones down the right side, out to Dullard. She'll penetrate. Steps down the left side, long step, puts it up off the glass and in. Nice move by Dullard, but again, the Streaks have to step in front of her.
Yeah, somebody's got to cut her off. She's got long strides. You've got to be prepared for that.
Now the Streaks are going to turn it over and back. Yep, Riley had lost the ball initially. I thought she got away with a double dribble, but then her pass got tapped, and Chloe lost a handle on it, fell into the backcourt, and the Streaks turned it over.
Seven turnovers for now for the Silver Streaks, well in excess of their 3 points.
Kaylee Miller back in. She'll give Riley Jenkins a break. Maddie Becker back in for Morton. 1:27 to play in the quarter. 18-3. Morton with the lead.
Kaylee Miller, Reedersburg.
Becker, right side, right wing. It goes to Jones. Jones puts it on the floor, gives to Deering, top of the key to Becker, out high on the left side, down on the left block. It goes to Krupa, kicks it back out to Becker for three from straight on. Air ball that one, and the Streaks will bring it the other way with 1:10 to play.
No press.
You know, there's a nice crowd here tonight. I honestly thought it would be bigger, though.
Right.
With it being Galesburg, no matter what our record is.
Right, and Friday night.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, their boys are playing tonight, too, though, somewhere. So now Kelsey Legg drives right side, and no call.
Oh, a charge.
Oh, my goodness. A late, late whistle. Wow. I mean, both sides are waiting for a call, and really, really late call.
I don't even get how you can wait that long to make the call. Just don't call them.
It was when the entire Morton bench stood up is when the call was made. So first foul on the Kelsey Legg team.
Wow.
First team foul on the Streaks. She drove down the right side, and there's no way. Was it Krupa? Whoever was under there got set.
No, and the other thing was it just kills me.
Again, under the basket,
You leave your feet.
Yeah.
You know, that's why the half circle needs to be adopted, and I know I harp on that all the time.
Now Jones fires a three top of the key, missed it. Rebound comes out long, and Becker runs it down for Morton. Free throw line to Deering down the left side and kicks back out to Becker. Becker penetrates, gives to Jones, right elbow. She'll get into the paint and gives to Dowell. Getting kind of close together on the passes. Now left baseline, three up and in
Deering.
For Peyton Deering, her first basket. And make it 21-3 with 17 seconds to play. Kelsey Legg bounces to Deja Range on the far sideline, right side. Now Chloe McCarthy, top of the key, Kelsey Legg. To Chelsea Stevenson on the right wing. Chelsea drives baseline, picks up to Chloe. She'll fire the 18-footer. Good. Chloe struggled from, all the Streaks struggled from the field last night. And the first quarter comes to an end. After one, it is Morton 21, Galesburg 5. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
I'm Will Stephenson. I'll talk with State Representative Dan Swanson following Governor J.B. Pritzker's inauguration Monday night at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
One quarter of the books from Morton, where the Potters lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks 21-5. And, you know, I talked with Coach Massey about this in the pregame that we didn't get to hear, but they're Rock Island and Morton, just two completely different types of teams. And Rock Island is way more athletic, and they rely on that. But they had some good shooters. They had a couple of sophomore girls that are, 6'1", or 5'11", and 6 foot, hitting three-pointers. But this Morton team is just a completely – they're so disciplined. As you mentioned, Eric, they just – the basketball IQ is incredible. Everybody knows where the other person is going to be on the court, and that's on both ends of the floor. Krupa out high right side with it. Gets it to Dullard on the left wing. Dullard crosses over, lost a handle, picked it up. Now gets to Dowell, top of the key. Left wing it goes to Jones. Now Becker, top of the key. Right wing to Dowell. Dowell fakes, gives to Dullard, out high right side, out high left side to Jones. Jones puts it on the floor, penetrates right side, kicks out to Becker on the right wing. She'll penetrate and kicks to Dowell, running the floor, down the left side, back door, up and in. Streaks were playing good defense, but what they do, they just wait for that breakdown, and that's what right. exactly what happened.
Well, yeah, because everybody lost track of Dowell because they do a good job. They move side each side of the court. There's not they don't sit on one side of the court, so then you have to keep an eye the whole time.
Well, rare turnover by Morton after a blocked shot. I think Dowell got Andrea Sampson shot on the other end, but then they overthrew Jones running the floor, so the Streaks will bring it back the other way. The one thing I didn't like that I saw is Andrea was making that drive. Dal had her hand on her the whole way, pushing her in the back, and they're supposed to be calling. They're not supposed to be hand-checking. Andrea has it on the right wing. Streaks trail 23-5. Chloe McCarthy between the circles. Back door to Riley Jenkins, but overthrew her. Good thought, but overthrew her. And, yeah, I think she would have been able to get the shot up had the pass been there.
Right.
6:54 to play.
Nine turnovers on for the Streaks.
Streaks had, I think, 17 in the game last night, so more than Coach Massey would like to see, and on the way to way more than that tonight if things keep going as they are. Now Dow posted up right side, bounces for Krupa, and stolen away. I think Deja and Riley Jenkins both got their hands on it. Riley comes away with it. Riley on the dribble right side, picks up and bounces for Chloe McCarthy, who had to run it down. She'll hand off to Andrea Sampson. Andrea gets away down the right side of the lane, stops, pulls up with a 14-footer, missed it. I think she was a little off balance when she stopped there, and Dowell comes away with the rebound.
Yeah, I was hoping she was going to actually pull that up around the three-point arc because her gal got caught up with the other defender, and then she was with how far Andrea had to go to get in the lane there, her defender caught back up to her.
This is Jones in the paint, kicks to Dowell, top of the key, right winger goes to Becker. Back to Dowell, now Dullard out high on the left side. To Dowell running down the left side of the lane, laid it up and in.
She just ran right by Andrea there. Andrea wasn't paying attention, and she ran right by her. Cut across her face and was able to get right to the block and scored easily.
Now a steal by Dullard, top of the key. Down the left side, she'll lay it up and in and make it 27-5.
Got to see the defense before you make that pass. They're guarding Riley all over the floor. She's the only one they're guarding all over the floor.
Eight for Dullard, nine for Dow here for Morton. Andrea Sampson on the dribble, being guarded by Dow, who's not close enough to start the count. Now she moves in. And picks up and gives to Chloe. Now Riley has it in the center circle. Guarded by Courtney Jones. 5:17 to play in the half. Chloe McCarthy. Now Deja between the circles. Right wing. Riley has it. Now gives to Chloe. Going down the right side of the lane. Puts it up and in. Little contact there. No call. And Morton comes away with it. Jones tried to bounce inside for Krupa. The pass was too low. Went off Krupa's leg. And the Streaks will bring it back the other way. Riley down the right side of the line. Nice dump off to Deja. Lays it up. Missed it. And the rebound comes away to Dowell for more. And that was a nice play by Riley. Deja couldn't get it to fall with a left hand. Top of the key. Dullard fires a wide open three. Off the rim too strong. And the foul ball's going to go off the Streaks last, I believe. Yeah.
Yep.
Going to go back to Morton on the right baseline. Lexi Tucker, Kaylee Miller, Lauren Livingston back in for the Streaks. Raquel Frakes in for Morton. Also back in is Peyton Deering.
Too many wide open shots for Morton. Even when they're not making them, they're getting a lot of open looks.
4:41 to play in the half. Streaks trail 27-5. And it comes to Dowell on the right wing in front of the Streaks bench. Top of the key, Becker. Fakes, goes left, right through the defense. But I think Kaylee Miller knocked it away and Lexi Tucker came away with it. Streaks will bring it back the other way. Kaylee Miller, left wing. Bounces for Lauren Livingston, top of the key, right wing to Riley Jenkins. Gets to Lexi Tucker onto the right side underneath, turns, lays it up and in. That worked very well last night. Lexi, I think, had at least three baskets off that play last night. This is Dowell out between the circles. Streaks trail 27-7, 4:07 to play first half. Now Dowell down the right side. Nice move, but missed the shot. Rebound, though, comes down to Gold, and she missed it. Now Gold gets her own rebound again. Got to be a 3 seconds there. But they lost that amount. It's going to go back to the Streaks. Because Gold and I think Deering and Dowell are just standing in the lane the whole time. Also in Olivia Remmert, a 5'7 junior for Morton. And Bridget Wood, a 5'7 senior.
That requires somebody to start counting, though.
Well, there's that. They're only doing that when they're out on the perimeter counting the five call. Lauren Livingston to Kelsey Legg back in for the Streaks. She's got it out high on the left side. Bounces for Lexi Tucker between the circles. Gives to Riley Jenkins out high right side to Lauren Livingston. 19-footer from the left wing. Too strong. Rebound comes away.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
What is that? A push?
Yeah, they're calling a push on the back by Lexi, but my gosh. I mean.
Wow. So it was Gold that came away with a rebound. I thought she just took it and was getting ready to go, and the whistle blew, and everybody kind of looked at the official, including Gold. This is Gold with it. Gives to Dow left side as she went to the basket, uncontested again.
Well, it was a nice screen, but and Kelsey got screened out, but, you know, somebody's got to call and – maybe you need to switch that, but somebody's got to step out right
there. Well, yeah, somebody's got to come from the weak side. They didn't have to come from the weak side. They were down there under the basket. Just
right.
Didn't get over. Kaylee Miller for three right side. Too strong. Rebound comes away, and it's Olivia Remmert for Morton. Dow has it. Out high left side. It goes to Deering. Now it's Wood. Gives way to Dow. Dow out of the key. To the left elbow, kicks out to Deering, now back to Dowell. They kind of do this weave. They penetrate and kick out, and this wait and find that back door. They wait till you fall asleep.
The other thing they're doing is they're popping two high post screens up at some point, and then that's where they get that back door cut.
Nice fake by Deering. Penetrated, kicked it down to Gold on the left baseline. She hits the 10-footer.
By number 15, Megan Gold.
31-7.
Lexi
Morton
Tucker's shot
lead.
Is missed, and the rebound comes down to Dowell.
Dowell comes away with it on the dribble. Crosses over down the right side, laid it up and in. Well, at least that time they stayed in front of her.
Right.
But she just made a good move, made a good shot. She's got 13 in the ballgame, and the streaks turn it over again.
You can't throw
it too far.
You just can't do that if you're Kelsey Legg. I mean, I know you're frustrated. You're down by 26, but, you know, you got to try to find little bits here and there, and we're not seeing that from the Streaks right now. As that ball was just chucked out of bounds. Streaks trail by 26, and they have 11 turnovers.
Andrea Sampson, Chelsea Stevenson, Riley Jenkins, Deja Range, and Chloe McCarthy in for the Streaks. 2:03 to play first half. Dellard gives left wing to Deering as Dowell went to the bench, got a nice hand from the Morton faithful. Ball got knocked away. It's going to go back to Morton. They'll have it just in front of the Streaks bench. It'll be Bridget Wood, now Olivia Remmert, will inbound for the Potters. 33-7, Morton with the lead. This is Dellard on the dribble down the left side. Kicks out left wing to Wood. Wood penetrates now. Right side puts it up off the glass. Too hard. And the rebound off the hands of Gold. And Riley Jenkins comes with it. Riley pushing the tempo. Pulls it back out on the right wing. Now to Chloe between the circles.
No movement on the Streaks offense right now.
She'll give to Andrea Sampson right of the center circle. She gets a pick from Deja. Tried the pick and roll. Couldn't get it to her. And now Chloe found Deja back door. Couldn't hit the shot. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. Second basket for Deja. That was a great pass, from Chloe to Deja. 33-9. Streaks trail, 1:12 to play here in the first half. And this is Rembert with it out high, top of the key. Out high right side now goes to Wood. Wood picks up and gives to Deering out between the circles. Out high left side is Dullard. Dullard drives in the left side, puts it up, hit. Good defense that time by Andrea Sampson. Deja with another rebound. Now Riley Jenkins across midcourt right side under a minute to play. Chloe McCarthy gives to Deja top of the key. Down to Chelsea Stevens the right side. Puts it up, can't hit. Thought there was some contact there. Coming away was Bridget Wood.
Well, there either was or she extremely short-armed that because that hit the backboard under the rim.
Now it's Gold with it. Kicks out to Dullard out high right side. She goes to the left elbow, picks up, and gives to Remmert. Remmert, left side, gives way to Wood. She'll fire the three. Good. My goodness. Doesn't matter who's touching it. 4-3-pointer of the half and make it 36-9. Potters with 10 seconds to play in the half. Riley Jenkins out near the center circle, dribbles left. She'll hesitate, bounces for Chloe, and too far on it, and it's going to go back to Morton with 3.8 seconds to play in the half.
Well, somebody should go back and play some defense, try not to give up this last basket here. There we go. Andrea's going to go back there and make it at least difficult for them to get the ball off the floor.
Addison Cox in. She is a 5'10 senior for the Potters. Maddie Becker back in. Dullard has it. Fires about a 22-footer. Couldn't hit it at the buzzer. We have played one half of basketball. Not a very good one for the Streaks as they trail the Morton Potters here tonight. It is Morton 36, Galesburg 9. We'll come back with our halftime show, talk about this, run down our scoreboard and the upcoming schedule. Streaks trail 36-9. We'll also run down our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Here's something to think about. In today's economy, even if you have a 401k or a pension, it will most likely not be enough to fund your retirement. Your goal of lifetime financial security could begin today by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Hi, I'm Nicole Molden, personal banker at Tompkins State Bank in Galesburg. Understanding IRAs and their benefits can be confusing. I can help answer some of your questions so you can decide which one best fits your future goals. To learn more, please contact me or stop by any of our four locations and start saving today.
Tompkins State Bank. Community-minded, customer-focused, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at the Potter Dome in Morton. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Morton Potters 36-9. Streaks were outscored in that first quarter 21-5 and 15-4 in the second quarter. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The Galesburg High boys have not tipped off quite yet, and their scheduled tip at 7:30. We'll keep you updated on that one when they get going. And then once we're finished up, we'll pick the boys game up here on WGIL as well. And if things keep going the way they are, you're going to catch quite a bit of that game, unfortunately. Let's see, the other rest of the upcoming schedule here. We'll take a look at the girls are back in action next Thursday night, and they will be playing host to we got United Township next Thursday night at John Thiel Gym, about 6:06 for the pregame, 6:30 tip here on WGIL. The boys back in action tomorrow. They will play host to the Limestone Rockets, and of course that depends a lot on the weather and what happens with the snow and how much they get, not only in our area but with them coming from down here in the Peoria area, how much they get as well. But they're scheduled to play coming up tomorrow at 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip with Brad and Steve here on WGIL. The Illini in action Wednesday night. They'll play host to the Minnesota Golden Gophers down at the State Farm Center. Next Friday, the boys will be at Quincy. The girls, there's going to be a ton of basketball going on. There will be four games, the boys and girls both playing two games. The girls are two games in the Downstate Classic. First one scheduled for 1:30, so that one will be here on WGIL against, and I'm not sure who we're playing first. I think we're playing Lincoln first, is that right? And then Peoria High.
That sounds right.
So that'll be a 1:10 pregame, 1:30 tip. Then the boys, 1:40 pregame, 2 o'clock tip on 92.7 FM. The Laser, they will play Noble. Are they out of the public league, I'm asking? Noble, I don't know.
Yes,
I was guessing. Yep. That'll be their first game of the day. And I don't have the rest of that schedule. The girls will play again a little bit later, I believe, against Peoria High. And I think the boys, then the boys will play Danville at 7:10. So we'll actually have the girls in between on here on WGIL, because that'll be, I think it's we play at 1:10, then like 4:30 or something like that. Next Saturday. But anyway, so lots of basketball coming up here. Our halftime scoreboard, again, brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. We'll come back and run down our halftime stats. Not a whole lot to talk about on the streak side other than turnovers, but we'll run them down next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Market-based pricing.
That's just a buzzword.
Sounds clinical, technical, and dare I say...
boring!
But MVP, that's what the cool kids call it.
He totally just made that up.
Is the best thing that's happened to car buying since heated seats. Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM at the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Market-based pricing is your best friend as a consumer because it means you get the lowest price available on the market and you don't even have to negotiate for it. So when you're ready to own the most reputable brand on the road, buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Online at Galesburg Toyota.
The official WGIL forecast. They went to weather advisories in effect from 9 p.m. tonight until midnight for tomorrow. The city of Knoxville, the city of Monmouth, and the city of Galesburg all have snow emergencies in effect, and that can be found at our cancellation page at WGIL.com. For the night, snow likely, 2 to 3 inches possible, the low of 27. Tomorrow, cloudy, snow likely, an additional 3 to 4 inches possible, and a high of 32. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Congratulations to Max Tessier of Galesburg, who won $50 when he was spotted wearing the white WGIL button. Get your button today. Find out how at WGIL.com.
Halftime here at the Potter Dome at Morton High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the number two team in Class 3A, 36-9 is our score. Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Well, scoring-wise, not a whole lot to talk about. 4 points for Deja Range on a couple of baskets. 3 for Lexi Tucker on a basket. 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Chloe McCarthy on a basket. Streaks 1 for 2 from the free throw line. That's it. For Morton, they were led by Tenley Dow with 13 points, including a three-pointer. 8 points for Lindsay Dullard on four baskets. Had three-pointers from Peyton Deering and Bridget Wood. Also Maddie Becker. And then 4 points for Katie Krupa on a couple of baskets. 2 for Megan Gold on a basket. 4 three-pointers in the first half. They didn't even attempt a free throw. Yeah.
Yeah, not a lot of good news. 12 turnovers for the Streaks. More than they have points, 8 turnovers for Morton. I mean, at least Morton's turned the ball over 8 times, yeah. I suppose. Rebounding-wise, Streaks were out-rebounded 21-7 in that first half, including a whopping 8-2 on the offensive boards. Morton shot the ball real well, as one would guess. They were over 50%. They were 16 of 31, 4 of 10 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, only took 17 shots in that first half. They were 4 of 17. 0 of 1 from downtown.
Well, and you know, you talk about the rebound, and that's another difference between this and last night's game. We actually out-rebounded Rock Island. One of the things they do, they usually get a lot of points off rebound putbacks, which that's where Bree Beal got a good chunk of hers because she wasn't shooting the ball well last night. But the Streaks out-rebounded them, and that's why we kept it closer than what this is likely going to be if things go the same way in the second half. But, yeah, just defensively, it's, I don't know, I don't want to say stepping up, but that's some of it because, you know, when you get beat on the perimeter, somebody else has got to be there to help you out. And they had too many easy paths to the basket where nobody even challenged them after somebody got beat on the perimeter.
Yeah, and you almost wonder if most of the teams just go 2-3 and take their chances against the three-point shooting of Morton because, you know, what they were doing was they were doing a lot of crossing the lane to get people open and get to the rim. And the Streaks just weren't staying with them. They were getting beat. They were getting beat. They were getting wrapped around. And that's the tough thing. I mean, you've got to find some way to defeat it. I'm sure a lot of the conference teams just play a zone on them and make them beat them from the outside, which clearly they do.
They've got, I'm guessing these are what? Fifth and sixth grade girls maybe playing, maybe fourth.
That might
and fifth.
Be generous. Yeah,
might even be younger than that. There's some really talented little girls out there playing, though.
Right.
That's part of when you have a good program like they've got going here. That's what happens. Halftime stats again brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks trail 36-9 here at halftime. Wanted to mention we now know where the other regional site will be. which means the most likely scenario where Galesburg will play. We're all part of the Coal City Super Sectional. Our sectional is being hosted by IVC, Chillicothe. So the subsectional B includes Limestone, Canton, Dunlap, Galesburg, Geneseo, Kewaunee, Macomb, Manuel, Notre Dame, and Richwoods. Well, we only had for a while one host of a regional, and that was Geneseo. Now we found out who the other host is because Coach Massey thought it was going to be Limestone. They are not hosting. Manuel is the other host. So that being the case, it looks like that would send the streaks to Geneseo along with probably Dunlap. Let's see, it'd be Kewaunee.
Well, remember, the first four.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
So yeah. 1 and 4 will go to the same site. So if the streaks end up being ranked 4.
Oh, that's true. We
would go the
Richwoods.
Same way as Richwood.
Yeah, that's true.
If we're 2-3, that's where that changes. So
because it'll probably the most likely scenario I'm thinking now, Richwood's 1, Geneseo 2 based on record.
Right.
Then probably, Canton. Canton. And they beat
us. And I would
us,
imagine
and then us.
We would probably be Who'd
four.
You put it in front of? Yeah,
probably just Canton. Yeah, because we beat Dunlap, so since Canton.
Yeah,
us.
I don't see. I mean, I don't know what Kewaunee season's like, but they haven't played anybody else.
Right,
and
right.
Macomb, you know, we saw what they look like.
Dunlap, we handled.
Right.
I don't think
Notre Dame's having a very good.
So that
year.
Would put us as a 4. That would put us with a 1, wouldn't it? So that
right.
means we'd be on a manual.
That's what I'm guessing. I mean. But, yeah, that was what we were told when they went to the system.
I forgot about that,
1 and 4 would stay together and 2 and 3 would stay together, and then everyone else would go based on proximity.
Yeah, and Geneseo's had a really, really good season, but when they got to the State Farm Classic, they don't have that kind of team to compete there. And that's what Coach Massey talked about with his team right now, is that, yes, we've had a really good 2 or 3 weeks, and you hope you're getting to the level that you can compete with these teams. And as he said last night, he said, obviously we're not there yet because we couldn't compete with Rock Island. We're seeing the same thing tonight. So there's that whole other level you need to get to.
Right.
To be competitive, to have a chance to do something in the postseason.
Yeah, and you know, the big thing is you got to learn from this. This was a tough scheduling setup going back-to-back at Rocky and at Morton. I mean, it'd be different even if one of these games was at home. I'm not saying the outcomes would be different, but you'd have a little bit different of a mindset anyway.
Streaks for the basketball to start the second half, trailing 36-9. Riley Jenkins out between the circles. Gives to Chloe McCarthy, top of the key. Chloe pulls it back out. Now Riley has it right at the center circle out near midcourt. Now Chloe McCarthy out high right side. She'll stop and fire the three. Missed it. Rebound comes down to the shortest player on the court, Maddie Becker for Morton.
But a good decision there by Chloe.
Yeah.
She was open. She was going to pass it and then realized how open she was.
Nice move by the freshman. Nice pass from Deller down to Krupa down on the block. She does not look like a freshman at all, and just in looks and her poise on the court, and she's got really good post moves.
She understands how to use her size, too. She keeps sealing Deja. Deja had, you know, at one point Deja tried to front her, and that was working to an extent, but now she's back in front of Deja.
Hits the first free throw. Krupa with 5 points in the game now. She is 6 foot, just a freshman for Morton, and moves really well. Second shot up, and that one is good as well.
Man, and she barely moves that net.
Yeah. 38-9, Streaks trail, 7-11 to play here in the third quarter, second half just underway. If you're looking for the Galesburg High boys basketball game, you can find that on 92.7 FM. The Lasers are just underway or just getting underway up at Wharton Fieldhouse, taking on the Moline Maroons. Brad Bedowitz and Steve Cheeseman with that. Andrea Sampson gets to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Riley on the dribble, gets picked from Deja, missed her on the roll, now gives to Kelsey Legg.
This guy that called the 5 seconds earlier, he just wants to start counting.
Yeah, he really does. Kelsey Legg down the right side, leans in, up off the glass, too strong. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Dullard.
Good take, just couldn't finish.
Dullard, left wing, Maddie Becker fakes the three, penetrates, puts up the runner, off the glass and in. Nice move by Maddie Becker. She's got 5, and they get 40-9.
You know, the unfortunate thing is that Kelsey had just as good of a move, just couldn't finish it.
Deja gets it from Kelsey on the left wing that time, down on the left block. She puts it up and in. That's 6 for Deja, leading the way for the Streaks. The
Streaks are finally in double digits.
42-11 is the score. 40-11. Not 42-11. 40. And we've got 11. How about that? Shot up and no good, but Jones with a rebound for Morton. Kicks out to Becker on the left wing. Now to Dowell down on the left block and spun and kicked it out to Dullard for three and nailed it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if I'm your coach, I'm trying, you know, come on, Tenley, you probably should have taken that shot, but kicked it out for the wide open three.
Right.
And Dullard nailed it. She's in double figures now with 11. 43-11. Now a steal by Dullard. Dullard down the left side.
Chloe just and gave up on
that
play.
Yeah, she just kind of let her, but she missed the shot, and Chloe gets the rebound. Yeah, kind of just let her run by, and I think probably Dullard was expecting a challenge and maybe some contact.
Played into Chloe's hand there, waiting back.
Kelsey Legg tried to get to Deja on the give and go. Yeah, and that wasn't there that time. Tried to throw over the top. Becker comes away with a steal down the right side. Andrea there. Yeah, she didn't get called.
We are
the
getting
foul.
Some late calls.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not disagreeing that was a foul. It was definitely a foul. But, man, they are waiting to see what happens.
Yeah, because I thought it wasn't going to be called, because I thought, Andrea had gotten her with the body, and then the whistle didn't blow, and then, oh, there we go. Now it's going to blow. So going to the free throw line will be Maddie Becker with two shots for Morton, and, ooh, missed the first one.
Not very good for him either.
Dad will have something to say to her after this
game.
Which
is surprising since she's such a good shooter.
43-11 is the Morton lead. Chelsea Stevenson, Lauren Livingston, Lexi Tucker, Kaylee Miller in for the streaks. They'll be in there with Riley Jenkins. 5:13 to play third quarter. 43-11 is the Morton lead. Second shot is up and good for Becker. She's got six on the night.
Kind of surprising. She looks like she shoots it with both hands.
Yeah, and, yeah, it's kind of strange.
You know, for a coach's daughter, usually they have perfect form. What?
Now, Dullard just pushed off and stole the ball from Riley Jenkins. Now to Dow running the floor left side, lays it up and got it. Yeah, I don't know how you missed that. Riley was moving in, and Dullard pushed her back, and Riley lost the ball.
They're just swallowing their whistles at this point. You know, they're not, oh, now we're going to get a hand check on the other side.
Which they haven't called the whole game.
There's the makeup foul.
Yeah. So Dullard picks up the foul. That's her first foul.
I don't know how you go from laying a push go to calling a hand check, but whatever.
I've been trying to figure out who Tenley Dow looks like, and now that she's older and filled out a little bit more, she looks like Julia Stiles, the actress, except at 6 foot or 6'1" and athletic.
I'll have to look.
Riley Jenkins drives down the right side, laid it up, couldn't hit.
Dangerous drive there because she kind of contorted her body and fell to the ground.
Outlet to Gold, and she made a nice move. Kaylee Miller cut her off, and she spun back to the right in the paint, put it up off the glass and in. So Megan Gold puts it up and in. 48-11 is the Morton lead. Lauren Livingston, right side, stops at the right elbow, kicks out to Kaylee Miller, top of the key. Yeah, Kaylee takes three. Might as well. Missed it. Ooh. And the rebound comes down to, let's see who's in. That's Bridget Wood. And now also Peyton Deering in. She's got it out high left side. Now Wood out high on the right side, right wing, Maddie Becker. She'll penetrate, scoops it up with a left hand, too strong off the glass, rebound tapped out, and Wood comes away with it on the right wing for the Potters.
You know,
Key Becker
they
for
just,
three.
They want the ball more than the Streaks do right now because they are getting every loose ball.
Missed the three. Unfortunately for the Streaks, the rebound went off of the Potters last. Got some new Potters coming in. Frakes is in, Dowell and Dullard back in. Back in for the threes, Chloe McCarthy, Kelsey Legg, Andrea Sampson, Deja Range. 3:50 to play here in the third quarter.
And they're playing a three-quarter court, 1-3-1. Up by 37.
Interesting. And the streaks
turn it over.
And that's with who is out there on the point? Raquel Frakes, a 5'9". Sophomore. Dullard has it on the far sideline. Gives to Dowell out high on the right side. Out between the circles now. Left wing it goes to Frakes. Down on the block left side it goes to Krupa. Missed the shot. Got her own rebound. And a jump ball. Nice job by Chloe to tie her up. I'm not sure what Krupa was doing, but the possession are poised toward Morton because she should have just gone right back up with it. Instead, she brought the rebound down and was trying to turn, looking to pass it out.
Wasn't there a game earlier this year Morton kept their starters in like the entire game?
Yeah,
even
I
they
believe
were up.
So. Yeah, I think we'd heard that. I can't remember.
Against Limestone, maybe?
Might have been, yeah. I'm trying to think, yeah, because I think whoever the coach was had told us that had happened. This is Frakes on high left side. Now down on the left wing. And I understand that, you know, sometimes you know, your starters have to get playing
time. That was a travel,
together.
Double yeah. dribble, yeah, I mean, one or the other.
He called the double dribble that time. And, you know, sometimes you got to get your starters some playing time. And like you see that in football with really good teams. Like, well, we can't pull them and not let them play in the second half. They need some playing time. But in this case, you just won a conference game big over Dunlap last night.
Right.
And I think they play another conference game tomorrow as the Streaks turned over again, tried the cross-court pass. This is Deering on the left wing. Picks up, bounces for Frakes on the left baseline. Now he's going to sub again. I mean, he's used a lot of subs, but starter's still in with a 48-11 lead at near the end of the third quarter.
I don't care about the starters being in. I care about them doing a three-quarter
right, quarter,
1-3-1.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing. I'm not saying, you know, fine, go man-to-man, but and
right.
if you're still beating them, you're beating them. But.
Nice drive by Deering, left side. She laid it up and in. She's got five, 50-11. Kaylee Miller, left wing, fires a three, too strong, and the rebound comes down to Dowell. Right wing to Dullard. Nice pass underneath to Krupa running the floor. They just beat the Streaks back, and Krupa lays it up and in. She's the beneficiary of the nice pass from Dullard. Make it 52-11.
Well, and they're just absolutely, unfortunately, like you said, they're beating the Streaks back. You can't. I don't know.
I think, well, we had a 30-second timeout.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they were just called for substitutes, but that's not
they
the case.
They did, but I.
Okay.
This happened in the sophomore game, too.
Yeah. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all road games for the Streaks, football, basketball, boys and girls, and driving a really nice 2015 pre-owned Nissan Altima, less than 37,000 miles on it, and it comes with a pro-certified lifetime warranty. That's unlimited time, unlimited mileage, and it doesn't cost you anything. It's a reliable vehicle anyway, but you get peace of mind with that lifetime warranty. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home with a lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. 2:04 to play in the third. Streaks trailing 52-11. Riley Jenkins out near the center circle.
Chelsea Stevenson was wide open. Nobody saw her. Oh, now they get her to the ball.
Now she bounces Lexi Tucker down the right block. Nice move, and hey, they're going to call the foul. Thank you very much.
I think this is the first time this official's blown the whistle on something favorable for the Streaks.
Exactly. So who got the call? It was
went against Wood.
Bridget Wood, and that's going to put Lexi Tucker at the free throw line with two shots. She shot the only free throws of the game in the first half, hit one of two, missed that one. She's got 3 points in the game, and it's going to be a pretty quick fourth quarter.
Yep.
When we get to that.
Gotta get there first.
Second shot, too strong. Rebound, fighting for it to Lauren Livingston. Nice hustle by Lauren, going after it with the who was that, Deering? Or no, that was Gold. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks.
That really was like a double travel right there.
Yeah, they both were kind of running with it, dancing with the basketball. Kaylee Miller inbound right baseline. Nice pass to Chelsea Stevenson down the left side of the lane. Morton fell asleep on that one. Chelsea lays it up and in. 52-13, 1:40 to play here in the third. Wood bounces high post for McKenna Boffman. She's a 5'9 junior. Now it is, who else we got in? Catherine Ryman. Now Boffman, top of the key. Gives to Ryman, right wing. Now it is Remmert. Remmert to Wood at the free throw line, looking for help. Now she's got it back at the top of the key. Left wing it goes to Gold. Gold at the free throw line, hands off to Boffman. Boffman fakes, drives down the left side. His left wing and their left baseline three up and no good, but getting her own rebound was Catherine Ryman.
Well, you know, two Streaks did. You know, what you got a box out. Nobody's hustling out there after rebounds.
Ryman fires another three, missed that one, and Riley Jenkins comes away with it this time with 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. Gives to Kaylee Miller. She'll go in the left baseline, puts it up off the glass, missed it badly, and Ryman comes away with a rebound. Gives to Wood. Down court it goes to Gold. Nobody there. Beat the Streaks down the court. She laid it up and in.
Doesn't matter who's in there for Morton. They're running the court hard.
Lauren Livingston with 24 seconds to play. She's got it between the circles. Puts on the floor. Crosses over.
Don't worry. The girl's 6 feet from her and we're getting the count.
Now she drives down the right side. Puts it off the glass. Can't hit. And a tie up on the rebound. And this time the possession over is going to point toward Morton with 12.8 seconds to play. The one thing I like about what Lauren Livingston is doing out there, she is the only one of the streaks when she gets the dribble, she's keeping the dribble and not picking it up, not giving them the chance to trap. And that's what you need to do against a defense like this. 6 seconds to play. This is Wood right baseline with three. Fakes and shot blocked by Riley Jenkins, but Wood gets it back. And the buzzer sounds. We have played three quarters. It is the Morton Potters 54, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
With Trump not in his most favorite format, he still made Pelosi and Schumer look like a couple of morticians.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Streaks for the basketball to start the fourth quarter, trailing 54-13. Kaylee Miller misses the shot, and the Potters come away with it, and we'll have a continuous clock here in the fourth quarter. Kaylee Miller, Riley Jenkins, Chelsea Stevenson, Arlita Brown and Lexi Tucker in for the streaks. This is Wood for Morton. Down to the left baseline it goes to Claire Kraft in for the first time. Now it's Rembert driving in. Missed the shot, but there to clean it up and put it back was
Kraft.
Claire Kraft with her first basket and make it 56-13.
And again, you know, the bench coming in for Morton, and they're hustling hard, getting right after that offensive rebound.
Kaylee Miller gives to Riley Jenkins. Riley, top of the key, hesitates down the left side. Chelsea Stevenson, left wing, pulls up with a 15-footer, missed it, and the rebound comes out long.
Good job, Chelsea.
Stevenson runs it down. Yeah, she came from the far side of the court to get that one. Now Riley Jenkins with it to Arlita Brown. Now it's Lexi Tucker, top of the key, Riley Jenkins. She'll fire the three from straight on, missed it. Streaks have just not shot the ball well in here.
Well, I mean, part of the issue is that the defense has been really good. But
yeah.
The other thing is you're getting nothing in the course of your offense. The Streaks are having to take tough contested shots almost the entire night because nothing's coming in the flow. Very little, anyways, coming in the flow of the offense.
Wood, top of the key, fires a three, missed it. Rebound to Lexi Tucker for the Streaks. Looks like Coach Massey's going to get some of the other freshmen and sophomores set to check in. Pass tapped away, and it's going to go back to the Streaks on the right baseline.
Yeah, I can't make that cross-court pass right there if you're Riley because Morton is all over those.
Abby Davidson checks in, 5'11 freshman. Grace Nelson, 5'1 and a freshman in for the Streaks. And it comes to Grace Nelson out near the center circle. Gets a pick from Arlita Brown, goes right side, picks up, swings it over to Kaylee Miller on the left wing. Kaylee on the dribble.
Grace,
on the wing.
Grace had an opening when she took that in. She was content with passing, but she really could have put up that little like 8-foot jumper.
Kaylee Miller gives to Arlita Brown between the circles. Now it's Grace Nelson out high right side to Abby Davidson on the left wing. She'll fire the 16-foot jumper. Good. Wow, showing some range there. The 5'11 freshman. What I like about her, she goes up as a jump shot and gets extension on top of it.
Right. No, she shoots from a much higher point than most girls on the team.
And getting legs under it. I mean, she's not as strong as she will be, but just having legs under it makes a difference to have a little range there. 56-15, 4:48 to play, running clock. Over the top to that was Cox on the right block, missed the shot, and Chelsea Stevenson comes away with it for the Streaks. Chelsea on the dribble, right side, picks up, gives to Grace Nelson out between the circles. Now Abby Davidson out high, left side, swing it right side to Arlita Brown. Now Grace Nelson. Backdoor pass to, who was it? Arlita Brown.
Yep.
Puts it up, can't hit. Thought there was in contact with Cox there, and she comes away with a rebound.
Well, I'll tell you right now, they're not calling that contact at this point.
Nope.
There's been a total of 8 fouls, I think, called this entire game. They're not going to start calling them now.
Yeah, they want the clock to run. They're worried about the snow, I guess. This is Wood out high on the left side, working against Grace Nelson, dribbles right.
Hate to tell you, Tom, it's going to run regardless.
That is true. Maybe they don't want to, I guess they don't want coaches to get mad and call a timeout. Now a 16-footer put up by Kraft and puts it up and in. Now checking in will be McKenna Boffman. She'll replace Bridget Wood. Oh, he said Bauman, the PA guy did. I asked Coach Becker, he said Boffman, so I don't know.
I would have guessed Bauman, but.
Why is the clock stopped?
Because there was timeout.
Oh. See? Exactly what they didn't want.
Yep.
I guess he was just calling it to get a sub.
Right. Yeah, so. It was just a sub timeout.
Arlita Brown, top of the key, dribbles right, gives to Grace Nelson on high right side, fakes right, goes left, goes top of the key, gives to Abby Davidson out high left side, left wing to Chelsea Stevenson, gets a pick from Abby, stops at the free throw line, now Arlita Brown, top of the key. Now Kaylee Miller has it out high right side, thought about the three, they closed out on her, now looking for some help, and bounces for Arlita Brown on the right wing. Arlita with it, kicks out to Grace Nelson, she'll reset the offense with 3:14 to play. Grace down the right side of the lane, and it's going to be a body call, hey, look at that. Going to go against Olivia Remmert, and that's going to put Grace Nelson at the free throw line with 2 shots.
That has not literally has not been called all game.
Oh, first foul on
not
Remmert.
That it would have changed any much, but I mean, geez.
So Grace Nelson goes to the free throw line with 2 shots, clock running short on the first one. 5-1 freshman for the Streaks. I can tell you I'm really looking forward, I would say, probably 2 years from now when Riley Jenkins is a senior as Grace Nelson hits the second. You've got really, really good freshman and sophomore group right now. You've got Audrey Peck that's seen some varsity time, Abby Davidson who's a freshman. Audrey's a sophomore. Riley's just a sophomore now. And you got your Kaylee Millers and who else? Well, Lily Hudgens, you'll get back coming off a knee injury. Abby Endoff, who's just checking into the game. We saw what she could do down at the holiday tournament. She scored, 13 that first game?
Yeah, that first game. Well, and the big thing, though, is development. You got to keep developing, you know as well as I do. Some of these high school kids, they crown at freshman year, eighth grade year, freshman year. So you got to keep developing. You got to keep working on your craft. And, you know, the good thing is with Coach Massey's schedule, these girls see what great teams look like.
Abby Endoff, little baby hook right baseline, no good. Ball's going to go back to the Streaks as the Potters couldn't reel it in.
Yeah, two Potters fighting over the ball.
1:41 to play and the clock running. Streaks trail 58-16. Abby Endoff inbounding. It got knocked away, and it's Kraft that comes away with it for Morton. Now Remmert on the dribble. Down the left side, goes to the baseline, kicks out to... who was that? Bauman for 3, and the rebound, Arlita Brown. Arlita across midcourt, left wing, it goes to Abby Endoff. Now it's Grace Nelson between the circles. Left wing, Arlita Brown fires from on top of the 3-point arc, missed it, and the rebound comes out to Cox for Morton. 60 seconds to play. Streaks will suffer back-to-back losses, fall to 15-9 on the year. Morton will move to 18-2. Ball knocked away, but Morton gets it back. Left baseline, Remmert now has it on the wing with 45 seconds to play. Remmert bounces in the paint. The ball got knocked away, and Morton hustling still. Jump ball call. Possession arrow points toward the Potters. Got a really interesting their possession arrow and bonus sign on the scorers table. It was really, really tall.
Yeah,
it's like they're sitting right behind it. It's hard to see over it. This is Remmert, left baseline with 23 seconds to play. Nice pass to Cox inside, puts it up off the glass and in. Madison Cox with her first basket. 60-16.
Well, I can say with confidence the Streaks are going to have their lowest scoring game of the season.
Yep, absolutely. Grace Nelson, 5 seconds to play. Chelsea Stevenson drives down the right side, puts it up. Some contact, no call. Cox with a rebound, 1 second to play. And that will do it. Final score, the Morton Potters 60. The Galesburg Silver Streaks, 16. Wow. Buzzsaw tonight. Potters win it here. We'll take a break, come back with our post-game show. We will get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll also run down our post-game stats and try to figure it out if we're going to name a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game or not. Streaks fall 60-16. The final score, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at breedlovesports.com.
Opening a health savings account is a great option to consider. The contributions made to an HSA may be used to pay qualified medical expenses now, or you can accumulate savings towards future medical expenses. A qualifying HSA account may also offer you tax benefits. Hi, I'm Tara Ruff at Tompkins State Bank. Opening an HSA account with us is very simple and requires no minimum balance. For more information on a health savings account, call or stop by any of our four locations today.
Tompkins State Bank, member FDIC.
The official WGIL forecast. They went to weather advisories in effect from 9 p.m. tonight until midnight for tomorrow. The city of Knoxville, the city of Monmouth, and the city of Galesburg all have snow emergencies in effect, and that can be found at our cancellation page at WGIL.com. For tonight, snow likely, 2 to 3 inches possible, the low of 27. Tomorrow, cloudy, snow likely, an additional 3 to 4 inches possible, and a high of 32. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks fall 60-16 to the Morton Potters here tonight at the Potter Dome. And we're just informed 54 minutes is how long this game lasts.
Time of game.
That's like a tough tennis match for somebody on the wrong end of it. And we were on the wrong end of the two-set win here by the Morton Potters. And just a tough night for the Streaks. Just couldn't get anything going right. And against this kind of team, you can't do that.
No.
You absolutely cannot do it. We talked about, you know, them. Any mistake you make, they're going to take advantage of it. And it doesn't matter who's on the floor for them. Always hustling. You lose some athleticism. You don't, you know, you lose. You take out Dullard and Dowell. You don't have Division I players in there, but they play just as hard. No matter who's in there, they've got good shooters, and they just play solid defensively. I did like our last group that was in there, the freshmen and sophomores. I thought we saw more, not that we didn't see effort from the other girls, but just I thought a little more hustle. They were seemed to be more into it after, even though they were down that much. But I know it's tough to stay in the game when you're you're down by so much. And, Streaks just overall just not – things just did not go well. All right, coming up, let's see, Coach Massey making his way toward our broadcast position over here. So we'll try to get him set up here. Let's see. I'm going to get a mic plugged in here for him. As our postgame coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And Coach, I don't know, in your years of coaching, you probably haven't seen too many games like this. And you know, we talked about it in the pregame. They're the kind of team you can't make mistakes against, because they're going to take advantage. And didn't matter who they had on the floor, same amount of hustle, they played defense the same way, and just seemed like everything went right for them, everything went wrong for us tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a lot of kids that can play. I mean, their first five are, you know, really, really good players. But then they've got five kids that come off the bench that they aren't physically as impressive. You know, they aren't six-foot kids. But, you know, I mean, number 10, the sophomore they bring off the bench,
yeah,
you know, she was
breaks,
a starter, yeah, on an Elite Eight team at Lewiston.
And, oh, okay.
11 was a starter for East Peoria, and as a kid. So I mean, they're kids that are, they're very good players. They're very impressive in terms of what they did.
I mean, you talked about in the pregame, just, you know, trying to get into a flow offensively. It's hard to do against a team like this. It felt like we kind of did a lot of dribbling, a lot of standing, and then picking up the ball in bad position.
Right. It just, you know, they force you to do things that you don't practice. It was, you know, tough that way. And, you know, and you look last night, tonight, it's disappointing. And, I mean, it's disappointing not just, you know, for coaches. It's disappointing for the players of, you know, obviously as much as the girls have improved over the last month, it's because, you know, they have pride in what they're doing. Yeah. And they've, you know, worked hard and been focused to do that. So, you know, to come into these two games and get blown out like that, it hurts, you know, an athlete that's proud and with things. And, you know, it's something where, you know, explanation of, you know, why it is, you know, I'm not sure that you look, you know, I mean, here's a week ago we beat Dunlap by 15, and Dunlap loses to these guys by like 20 some. And so you look for us to get blown out that much is, you know, a tough thing that way. But that's, you know, they're very good.
Well, kind of the start of something new with this Downstate Classic, and you'll play a couple of games again next Saturday, not only against a couple really good teams again, and then, of course, you got, Thursday night, UT will come to town. I think they got their first conference win last night over Alamann. So, and you know, they played us a tough game up there. They've got some size. They're a different team than we expected them to have this year, but they're still a good team. For whatever reason, they've had their struggles, but there's some tough matchups
right,
as well.
They've got LaFontaine back, mm-hmm, that was all-conference a year ago, and so makes them a better team. But, you know, hopefully, you know, we obviously play a lot better at home, and you know, next week, you know, we start a stretch where, you know, we're again, you know, in the next 2 weeks, Bloomington Central Catholic,
right,
is, I think, fourth in 3A or something like that. So we're, you know, we wouldn't do what we're doing if we didn't think the kids had a toughness to them. I'm not sure tonight there's anything for us to really hang our hat on and say that we got better with and things. But hopefully the next couple of weeks there's some games that we feel like we can compete with and, you know, get back on track.
Well, and I guess also in against teams like this, and like you said, with Central Catholic and the other teams you have coming up that are really good, you got to know where you're at to get to where you want to be.
Right, yeah. And, you know, I mean, obviously we're in the, you know, whatever it would be, the second tier of teams. And, you know, we've had a good run against those teams. But, you know, we got a long ways to go to be able to compete, you know, with these elite teams, and that's what Morton is. They're an elite team.
Coach, thanks as always. Appreciate your time. Safe travels back to Galesburg.
Yep, thanks.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post game, brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. We'll come back with more. Streaks fall 60-16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball at 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Yeah, I walked the dog, gamed a little, played with a frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, and I went to...
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson back at the Potter Dome here at Morton, where the Streaks fall by a final of 60-16. Lowest point total for the Streaks this season. And, yeah, it was a tough night. Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Not a whole lot to talk about. Leading the way for the Streaks, 6 points for Deja Range on three baskets, 3 points for Lexi Tucker on a basket, 1 for 4 from the free throw line, 2 points for Chloe McCarthy on a basket, 2 for Abby Davidson on a basket late in the game, 1 point for Grace Nelson on 1 for 2 for the free throw line. Streaks 2 for 6 from the line, no three-pointers in the game. By the way, they were outscored 6-3 in that fourth quarter. The Potters led by Tenley Dow with 15 points through three quarters, 6 twos and a three. 11 points for Lindsay Dullard through three quarters on a 4 twos and a three. Let's see, 8 points for Katie Krupa on three baskets and 2 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Maddie Becker on a 2 of 3 and 1 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Megan Gold on three baskets. 5 points for Peyton Deering on a 3 and a 2. 4 points for Claire Kraft on a couple of baskets. 3 for Bridget Wood on a 3. 2 points for Addison Cox on a 2-pointer. They were 3 for 4 from the line, hit 5 3-pointers in the game. I didn't realize, so Coach Massey said, Deering that had played for East Peoria, and Frakes that came in late that played at Lewiston. I guess we're not doing good enough recruiting in Galesburg.
Well, I'm almost curious where Krupa came from, because
yeah.
I don't remember that name as one that was on the 8th grade team last year, but I might be wrong.
Yeah, well, and she's going to be a really good one, that's for sure. How about team stats? Anything to talk about?
There's stuff to talk about, just not stuff we necessarily want to talk about. 10 turnovers for the Morton, 18 for the Streaks. Streaks got rebounded severely, 39-16, including 14-5 on the offensive boards. Shooting the ball, Morton was 26-53 from the field, including 5 of 17 from downtown. Streaks were 7 of 35, 0 of 6 from downtown. Stats in addition to the points, 3 rebounds for Deja Range, 1 rebound for Lauren Livingston, 1 rebound for Chloe McCarthy, 2 rebounds and a steal for Lexi Tucker, 1 steal and 1 block for Andrea Sampson, 1 assist for Kaylee Miller, 1 rebound, 1 assist for Arlita Brown, 2 rebounds and an assist for Chelsea Stevenson, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks for Riley Jenkins. And that's it. And, you know, I think this is the first game all year that Riley nor Andrea scored.
Yeah, we had, the only two starters that scored were Deja and Chloe. Kelsey, Riley, and Andrea didn't score. And, yeah, I think you're right about that, the first game that neither one of them scored. Postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks fall 61-16. Our final order of business, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. That next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball at 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
It's true. I do some of my best car shopping in the middle of the night. Put on my flannel jammies, grab a cup of cocoa, and start weighing my options. To clarify, I'm talking about GalesburgToyota.com. It's a great 24/7 resource to see everything we have on our lot. So when the sun comes up, you know exactly what you want to come test drive. And our market-based pricing makes our car buying experience as straightforward as possible. The price of each pre-owned vehicle is listed right on the website and right in the window. Haggle-free. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be, because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks fall 60-16 to the Morton Potters. The Eagles are now 15-9 on the season after back-to-back losses to second-ranked teams in Class 4A last night to Rock Island, Class 3A tonight in Morton. The Potters now 18-2 on the season. Well, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This is one that just, you know, nothing, absolutely nothing went right for the Streaks. So you kind of, you know, try to find a bright spot, maybe somebody that did something. Just really, you know, nothing there. Yeah, Abby Davidson hit a nice shot. Lexi Tucker came in and did a couple of good things, but just really overall nothing went right for the Streaks. So this will be a game that we just don't feel worthy of the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things where sometimes there really isn't a situation, and because of what it's referred to, it, you know, it's the crunch time player of the game. Definitely wasn't a crunch time in this. We stretch it sometimes to make it work, but
yeah, just not possible tonight. So Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, that's going to wrap it up. We'll have a good chunk of the boys' basketball game. They're up at Moline taking on the Maroons at Wharton Fieldhouse. And they hit halftime there, so you get the entire second half of that game here on WGIL. So we'll pick that up coming up. Well, next Thursday night, back home, got UT coming in. Again, it's going to be a little bit different UT team. They had just won their first conference game last night, a close one with Alleman. But as Coach mentioned, the Brandy LaFontaine had been out with a shoulder injury, and she is now back. So that'll give them some more size and more scoring in the paint. And we went to overtime with them up at their place. So.
Right. And the big thing for the Streaks is the rebound off of this. Yeah. You know, you're going to get plenty of days to recover. You're going to get some off days and some practice days. You gotta get back to where you want to be, and you can't dwell on these two losses.
So the Streaks fall tonight 60-16 is the final score. Thanks to James Noble, our studio engineer tonight, for Eric Gibson, Tom Erta, saying good night from Morton.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We now join GHS Boys Basketball, broadcasting at 92.7 FM The Laser, here on WGIL.